Hello everyone, this is Roger Pipe from RogerViews.com. Welcome to part 9 of our 2018 Avian Awards podcast series. Got my voice back a little bit, still kind of recovering from just like the world's longest cold, so forgive me a little bit. We are past the voting deadline now, so I can actually kind of talk a little bit more maybe about some of the voting, but as you guys know, this is part 9 of our series. Please follow along if you'd like on avn.com/award/nominees. This is a series we do every year. We're going to go over each and every one of the categories and nominees for the 2018 AVN Awards. Love your feedback. If you hear anything you like or don't like or have any thoughts, drop me a line, roger@rogerviews.com, Roger T. Pipe over on Twitter or Facebook. Sponsorships are available if you want to reach out to me. We're kind of late in the game now for the whole run, but hit me up. $100 or less, we can get you covered, advertise your website, your whatever you want. And again, half of all the money. Actually, we're going to extend that for all of 2018. Half of any sponsorship or advertising I get on the site is going to go to a cure for Alzheimer's, a walk for the cure for Alzheimer's. So anyway, kind of rushed through that. Sorry about that. I want to get to a lot of these categories. If you are following along in the nominees page, we're a little bit past halfway. We're going to start with Best Screenplay. Keep in mind, of course, we do have weighted ballots, so voting 1 through 15 is very important all the way down. Screenplay, Adventures with the Baumgartners for Adam and Eve, Bad Babes Incorporated, also Adam and Eve, that's a Will Ryder movie, Blondalia, Wicked, Dick Chibbles wrote that, very funny movie, Bulldogs, Digital Playground, The Candidate, Sweetheart, Dana Vespoli wrote that one, Confessions of a Sinful Nun, Sweetheart, Ricky Greenwood, Ethnicity, Brad Armstrong, Exposed, Wicked, Axel Braun, Fantasy Factory from Girls Way, Ingenue, Wicked Pictures, My Killer Girlfriend, My Wife's Hot Sister, Revenge of a Daughter, Vendetta, and The Voyeur. Couple of these really stand out. The script for Bad Babes that Will Ryder did is very good. It's really funny. It was good. It's a good, solid movie. I really liked that one. I also really liked Blondalia. I thought that was a really well-written, genuinely funny movie. Ethnicity was a really good one. It wasn't funny. It was a drama. I liked it as well. Brad did a nice job with that. Exposed was also good. The Candidate was excellent. Confessions of a Sinful Nun. Also, there's some good scripts here. That's a tough one to pick my favorite. I'm really impressed by Bad Babes this week. I just reviewed it earlier in the week, and I really liked it. So that one's kind of fresh in my mind. But The Candidate from Sweetheart was also good. I think I might go with Confessions of a Sinful Nun. I like the script that much. It was really good. Best Scene in a Foreign Shot Production. now, some of these we're going to kind of skip through because we are getting down to it. I try and finish this up usually in about 10 to 12 episodes, and we're already in number 9. Lots of Dorcel stuff. Anissa the Tennis Woman. From this list, Bulldogs, Eva Lovia and Elle Hughes, it was a really, really good scene. I liked that one a lot. Harmony Films, The Lustful Widow, Sasha Rose, Alessandra Jane, and Nick Moreno was a really good scene. Also liked Outland 2. Outland 2 is one of my favorite foreign features of the year from Harmony. Anissa Kate, Francesca James, and Nacho Vidal. Really, really excellent scene. Rawhide from Digital Playground, Jasmine Webb, Jessa Rode, and Juan Lucho. Also good. Tough for me to pick my favorite. Honestly, the scene from Outland was really good. Anissa Kate's great. Best Solo or Tease Performance. Anal Savages 3, Lana Rhodes. Angela 3, Angela White scene 5. Beautifully shot tease. That whole movie is excellent. Really well shot. Bounce. Bounce was a great Manuel Ferrara movie for Jules Jordan. A couple of scenes of big breast bouncing, a couple of scenes of booty bouncing. Keisha Gray, man, tough to pick. There are 4 great tea scenes. That's a good one. A.J. Applegate from Brotherload. Car Wash Girls 4, Annika Albright from Elegant Angel. The Confession Booth, Eliza Jane. Confessions of a Sinful Nin, Charlotte Stokely. That one's interesting because it was in context with the story. So a little different than just sort of your prepackaged teas, which, by the way, I love. Dirty Dolls, New Sensations, Gold, April Flores in L.A. For Trouble Films, April Flores, Gushers 2, Violet Star, Hot Bodies 2 from Hard X, Abigail Mack, MILF Fidelity, Romy Rain, Riley's Birthday Wish from Riley Reid. That was a great scene, by the way. Sacrosanct, Caden Cross from Trenchcoat, and Women by Julia Ann, the Jenna Sativa scene. I said it when I reviewed it, the tease in scene 5 for Angela 3 is one of the best I've ever seen. It's just, it's perfect. It's beautifully edited. It's shot well. And again, for this category, let's face it, we're talking about personal taste, right? Solo or tease, you're talking about one female performer. If you like Angela White, particularly more so than, I'm picking a name at random, AJ Applegate, who I also love, you're more likely maybe to like the tease better. But I think that one was really good. You do see Jules Jordan's name a lot for production company in this one because Jules is still shooting really good tees. Lots of people are. I won't say lots. Some people are more than just Jules, but that there seems to be that look and feel to the movie still. I honestly think the Angela stuff was fantastic. Again, unless you like it in context. If you like it in context, it's really tough to beat what they did with Confessions of a Sinful Nun. Soundtrack, The Altar of Aphrodite from Kelly Madison. Really interesting soundtrack to that movie. I liked it a lot. Angela 3, Black Kings and Queens from Devils, Bounce from Manuel Ferrara, Ethnicity from Wicked, that was really good. Exposed from Wicked, Half His Age, A Teenage Tragedy, Jews Love Black Cock, Burning Angel, Justice League XXX, She Wasn't Ready, Buddha Bang, Star Wars Underworld, Submission of Emma Marks, Sunlit, Trenchcoat, Viking Girls Gone Horny, and The Voyeur. Yes, it kind of depends on, again, on what you like. Do you like it in feature context? Do you like Gonzo? Do you like the stuff that Burning Angel does still with sort of the punk rock feel? There's lots of good stuff. Nothing really stood out to me. I don't remember a movie where I said, wow, the soundtrack on this is awesome. But there's a lot of good stuff on this list. Best special effects. Let's see, how far down can we go? Yeah, all right. Anyway, best sound effects. I'm Blown Away, Digital Playground, Browsers, The Parodies, Christmas Spirit from Girls' Way, Faces of Alice, Girls' Way, Fantasy Factory, Girls' Way, Going Bonkers, Girls' Way. Four consecutive Girls' Way movies. I've been telling you guys this for a while. Girls' Way is making some of the best features on the market. Justice League, Axel Braun Parody, Outland 2, Harmony, Power Bangers, Quest, Digital Playground, Rena Ellis Saves the World, a 90s parody from Digital Playground, Skanknado from Hustler, Star Wars Underworld, and Vampires, also from Girls' Way. The stuff in Brazzers Presents the Parody was good. The Outland stuff is good. I like the stuff they did in Vampires, but also there was some nice subtle stuff in Faces of Alice from Girls' Way. Best Star Showcase. Now this, honestly, I think Best Star Showcase is one of the premier awards going right now. It's a movie dedicated to a single performer, where they star in all or most of the scenes, and it's really kind of a chance for stars to shine. Again, like with Tease, how much you like the performer weighs in heavily when you're voting. It has to. I mean, you can try and look at it objectively, and I try and do that, but at the same time, there's some performers on this list that I don't care a whole lot about. If I see them in five scenes in a row, and there's others that I would go out and spend money on the movie myself to have in my collection. So, again, trying to be objective, so there's going to be some favoritism's going to come into play just because we're still human beings, right? I mean, music critics still have what they like, right? Okay, so Adriana Chechik is a squirt queen from Evil Angel, Angela 3 from AGW and Girlfriends. You guys know this already. That's one of my favorite movies in years. It was perfect. Fantastic. Bombshell Skylin Novaya from Elegant Angel, Cherie from Elegant Angel, Ava Tushy, The Gangbang of Riley Reid, Jules Jordan. I was really glad to see that because I did feel like it was a star showcase. Also could have been nominated, obviously, for Best Group Sex Movie. I am Katrina from Evil Angel. That one's going to be probably a heavy favorite. The Insatiable Miss Jessa Rhodes, which I love, from Jules Jordan. Jasmine J, No Holds Barred, Johnny Darko. Jessica Drake is Wicked from Wicked Pictures. That's the other, I believe, prohibitive favorite. Kendra's Obsession from Black. That was Kendra Sunderland. Lana from Tushy, Jules Jordan. Riley Goes Gonzo 2 from Axel Braun. Sexploitation of Leah Falcon, Desire. And Tori Black is Back from Lesbian X. You got some big names. I mean, the Tori Black comeback is huge. Angela White, Adriana Chechik, Eva Lovia, Kendra Sunderland, Jessica Drake. I think, if I'm betting, I Am Katrina and Jessica Drake are probably the ones I think that will resonate with the most critics. On the outside would be Angela 3 and Kendra's Obsession, and maybe Lana. The Lana Road stuff was fantastic. My favorite in this, my first place vote went to Angela. I think Angela 3 is a fantastic collection. It's really, really great. But I also absolutely loved Ava, Gangbang of Riley Reed, The Insatiable Miss Jessa Rhodes, Jessica Drake is Wicked, Kendra's Obsession, Lana, Riley Goes Gonzo 2, Tori Black is Back, I liked a lot. I thought the sexploitation of Leah Falcon was really fun and well made. I think maybe on a star power basis, that one's going to be way behind the curve. But it was a lot of fun and a good movie. So I would like to see Angela walk away with this one. I have a feeling Jessica or Katrina are probably going to win. We can do the best supporting actor and actress, and then we can close out number 9. This will be good. We'll end the S's. Best supporting actor, Mick Blue for Forbidden Opportunity, Johnny Castle, Lay Her Down, Xander Corvus, My Wife's Hot Sister, Robbie Echo, Karma, Small Hands, Half His Age, A Teenage Tragedy, Alec Knight, Bad Babes Incorporated, Brad Knight, Angry Wives Unleashed, Ryan McClane, Fathers and Daughters, Mickey Maude, Darker Side of Desire, Tyler Nixon, Justice League, Donnie Rock, Jay Smooth in Spoiled, Michael Vegas Unbridled, Van Wilde in Submission of Emma Marks, and Prince Joshua in Ethnicity. Alec Knight was really funny in Bad Babes. He had a very, very small part. I wonder if that hurts him. It was really entertaining, though, and fun. Tyler Nixon was good in Justice League, no doubt. Prince was really good in Ethnicity. Very solid. Beyond that, Xander's always good these days. Ryan McClane's good. Mick Blue's good. I don't know. Alec Knight definitely scores high on my ballot because it was such a funny role. But I think maybe I go with Prince in that one. And last one today, best supporting actress. Joanna Angel, My Killer Girlfriend, AJ Applegate, Adventures with the Baumgartners, Kat Dior, Extradition, Carly Gray, Ingenue, Nina Hartley, Confessions of a Sinful Nun, Elsa Jean in Nerds, Aaliyah Love, Inner Demons, Kira Noir, Ethnicity, Brett Rossi, Fantasy Factory, Chanel Preston, The Obsession, Kristen Scott, Half His Age, Layla Sin, Love for Sale 2, Luna Star, Bad Babes 2, Violet Star, The Submission of Emma Marks, Evolved, Charlotte Stokely, Justice League. Okay. Violet Star was very good in The Submission of Emma Marks, Evolved. Not my favorite movie, but I really liked her performance. Luna Star in Bad Babes Incorporated is super funny. Has, I think, more lines than Alec had, and it's really genuinely funny. I like Chanel Preston a lot in The Obsession. That's probably my favorite performance of the year for supporting. Elsa Jean was good in Nerds. She was fun. Joanna's always good. AJ was good in Baumgartner's. I definitely like Violet Star better than AJ, performance-wise, and the movie was better. But I think my favorite of the year would be Chanel Preston in that one. So that's all. That was Part 9, 2008 Avian Awards. Drop me a line with your feedback, roger@rogerreviews.com, RogerTPipe over on Twitter. Love to hear your feedback. If you're looking at this on rogerreviews.com, go ahead and leave feedback at the bottom. If you're watching an extended YouTube video, man, like, subscribe, whatever you can do, really appreciate it. I would love to hear from you. If you're interested in sponsorships, man, shoot me an email or whatever. We'll set you up for the whole year if you want to, a whole run, and happily advertise for you. Thanks for listening. I will try and slow my voice down a little bit. I feel like I haven't talked in forever because of the cold. But that is all. I am Roger Pipe. Please go out there to the AVN site and vote for your fan favorites. We will do a fan favorite thing as well. But go ahead and support your performers, and have yourself a good one.